welcome to Grit Because. God, really, I'm trying. Because love-hate relationships happen.
They do.
And
it's inevitable.
I've got kind of a laundry list, but I tried to narrow it down to three that we could talk about. Because it's really not just about having a gripe or having something that you're passionate about, but they're kind of important because they kind of force you to investigate why you keep doing something that kind of aggravates you.
Right. Why am I putting this time in?
Exactly. So number one on my list, social media. Love-hate relationship with the social media.
Yes.
I
do. It can be a great tool. And it's a great way to reach, you know, a lot of people. But at the same time, I feel like we can be on it
Too much.
It can rule our lives. And before you know it, you've spent 2 hours or more.
Yeah, it can be a time vampire for sure.
And then also, I think it increases people's anxiety. You know, if some people aren't, they're watching how many likes and how many comments. And it's really not about that, but people have become obsessed about it.
I actually have a story to share. Someone, I had put together a post, and it was actually for another page that I helped moderate. And someone took the time to write in that they were confused as to why one comment had a like and another comment had a love. And a couple of things. Why was this person so invested into whether or not it was a like or a love on a comment? Why was it upsetting them? Then I felt bad because that person was upset about it, but I was frustrated too.
Right. All Look at all those emotions that just happened.
Like, oh, so many emotions just from a comment.
Just from that. And that's the thing that I don't like.
Yeah.
What difference does it make if someone likes it or dislikes it or loves it or, you know, it's depending on what that person's, however they read it and felt it in that moment.
Really. Right. But to put a positive spin on it, it's a great way to reach people. It's a good way to share information. You can get a lot of positive information from social media.
You can. I follow several different types of people just because I like a well-rounded source of information, and I can learn so much just for me personally, and it can be if used in the right way.
Yeah. All right. So what's on your list as one of your...
So again, I think we had one in common that was social media. Another one, you know, is married. I've been married 24 years. I love being married. I love being a wife. Is it always wonderful and roses? Absolutely not. You know, we've made it 24 years, and there were days I'm like, how did we ever get here?
How did it happen?
We actually made it. I don't know how did we make this work? But, you know, there are seasons in a marriage, just like we have seasons in our weather. So, you know, you have that honeymoon phase. Everything's wonderful, and you're happy, you're in love, and nothing can go wrong. And then it's like you get into the next phase of like, oh my, what have I gotten myself into? This is the reality of marriage. Yes.
Yeah.
It's not all roses. And you have to compromise. You do have arguments. You have disagreements. It's part of life.
Mm-hmm.
It's amazing to me. And I'm guilty of it. I'm guilty of it. You know, we think, oh, my goodness, we don't have, everything's going to be wonderful. We never disagree. Well, no, like things happen in life. So why wouldn't we expect that in marriage?
Right.
It doesn't make sense. You know, and then, you know, it all kind of comes full circle. You go through these phases and it all comes back around. Yeah. There are days you wake up and you like, oh, this is... I'm so glad I'm married to this individual, and there are days you wake up and like, I love them, but I don't like them right now. It's the reality, folks. That's how it is.
It is. I'll kind of play off of that. I'll go a step further. One on my list is parenthood. Okay, there's a love-hate relationship with the fact that me and my husband, we do not have kids. Some days I'm thrilled that we don't, and other days I'm like, darn, you know, should we get on that? Or, you know, it's one of those... issues that growing up, I saw it in the plan, but as you grow and life happens, things change.
Right.
So the plan changes, and sometimes that can be a blessing in disguise, but then it's also confusing. I don't know if you feel the same way at all.
Yeah, because we don't have children, and you know, people didn't sometimes look at you like, why don't you have kids? This is just how it is, be married, have kids, and so there's that pressure, and then also feel like people kind of judge you a little bit for not having children.
Yeah.
And children are wonderful. We love kids. It's just never been part of our plan.
Right.
And here's my thing. If God really wanted me to be a mom, you know, if Dwayne was supposed to be a dad and we were supposed to have this wonderful, you know, 2-3 kids or whatever, it would have happened. Mm-hmm. You know, it's still not too late necessarily, but it's just not something that's happened. And but it's allowed us, I think, in a way, to be even better aunts and uncles, and, you know, help in other ways instead of just having our own children.
Yeah. You almost get an awkward look if you're okay with it. Yeah. Sometimes it feels like, and maybe that's more me.
No, I get that too. You know, it took me a little while to be okay with the fact that not everybody understood.
Right.
Okay, this is how we are right now, and this is not necessarily part of our plan. I didn't say, you know, we never said we would never have kids. We just didn't really plan on it, but we were open to the fact that if it happened, okay, but, you know, it's like this just never became part of the plan.
Yeah.
After all, so, but we're still very happy.
Yeah, I feel ya. Okay, next on my list, fitness, and specifically running. Big love-hate relationship. People probably think right out the gate, you love it. That's the, I mean, love, love, love. Yes, I do, but I also have a little challenge and, you know, frustration with it. Because I think, first of all, growing up in PE, my mile test was torture. Yeah. It was a punishment if, you know.
We did not find the fun in it.
Right. It was a punishment. If you weren't doing, you know, if the class got in trouble, then we had to run laps, that kind of thing.
Right.
So it was more of a punishment. It wasn't like, you guys did good, let's go out and run. Or they didn't really teach you how to run correctly. So you kind of, that's where I think the challenge came in that I liked was that, okay, it hasn't been an easy path for you, but you can do it, and here's how you can do it. Mm-hmm. So I felt like, oh, okay, this is something, it's a challenge, but I'm gonna do it different challenge than everybody else, and I was successful in that in some aspects. So I learned to love it in that aspect. Yeah.
Yes.
So definitely something that, you know, has been one of those ups and downs for sure. But it's taught me so many things. It taught me that you can do things your own way. You don't have to
You're
do it like everybody
else. You're
stronger
than you realize. That's Absolutely. One thing running's taught me. I had no idea I was as strong as I have found out that I am.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's taught me many things. And I'm, you know, I look at it like, I have no regrets. But part of me is like, man, I wish I'd found running sooner.
Yes.
But I also know that everything happens for a reason. And running came into my life at that time because that's the way it was supposed to be.
Right in time. The season was ready for you. What else is on your list?
So also volunteering. I love to volunteer. I do. I love it. We volunteer with the zoo. Done some other volunteering as well. But I've learned not to do too much. That's kind of the love-hate thing there. I love to do it. But what I have found is I can take on too much. And
right.
So I have to prioritize which of these organizations do I really want to invest my time in. And then limit it to that, because before you know it, you can be spinning your wheels and you're going in so many different directions and you can't keep up and you're exhausted. So
yeah.
It's enjoy it, give back, absolutely, because it's one of the greatest things you can do, but make sure you have a balance.
All right. That's what I think. Love-hate relationships are important because they teach you to, you know, explore your relationship with that subject or whatever you have that kind of up and down roller coaster with. So don't shy away from it. If it's something you're curious about, why you do or don't love it, figure it out and learn why.
Absolutely. And if it's something you've always thought about doing but wasn't sure, try it. And then if you love it, great. If you don't, okay, you've stepped out of your comfort zone. It's okay to do that too.
Absolutely. And that's why, because love-hate relationships matter.
That's right.
We're hanging out at Copper King and Coffee Roasters. Thanks for watching, and have a great day. We'll see you soon.